The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
This Balut Kiki Project contains discussions of themes of a mature and sensitive nature. Listener discretion is advised. If you or anybody you know is suffering from severe depression or contemplating self-harm, please immediately reach out to somebody you trust or contact a mental health crisis helpline, such as the one that can be found on the description of this episode. Remember, there is no shame in not being okay, and that you are not alone.
Thank you for listening to us from wherever you are in the world. We are the Balut Kiki Project. It's another day, another project.
Yep, we're uniquely Pinoy and we're unapologetically queer. I am Jeff and I'm here with my best buddy,
Mel, the one and only.
So Mel, yeah, before we begin with this project, I'd just like to reiterate our thanks and our gratitude to everybody for all their support so far. This is apart from all the listens, the follows, the five-star ratings, the positive and the encouraging reviews that we've been getting. I would like to take this opportunity to specifically thank our supporters in our buymeacoffee.com webpage. So if you want to help us out and support the podcast, we are at www.buymeacoffee.com/balutkiki. So what these supporters do, Tinai, Kay, and the rest of them, it helps cover hosting costs. It helps us with editing, equipment. Some of us have really crummy equipment, as you may probably have heard in our past episodes, but we soldier on and we strive to still give you robust and sensible content. At least we try. Yeah. So thank you again to the people who support us. Again, that's www.buymeacoffee.com/balutkiki. So Mel.
What are we going to talk about today, Jeff?
So, all right. So this was an episode that Mel and I did a little bit of brainstorming about. So I'll be speaking it in behalf of you, Mel. So stop me if it's not true, if anything I'm saying is not true. But I think this episode is very important for Mel and I to do. So we did the pilot where we came clean with everybody why we did this podcast. This podcast was conceptualized from a very, very dark place. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, Mel and I have been diagnosed with clinical depression. We've had suicidal ideations. We're survivors. And so that is one of the reasons why we did this podcast. And so you've heard us in the succeeding episodes. What have we talked about, Mel? We've talked about our rainbow journeys with you, me, Neil, and Peter. And Mel and I just felt that it was important to ground us back to our origins, that it was important to talk about where we are in our personal journeys when it comes to depression. Mel, we talked about this. We knew that this was going to be a really sad episode.
I know.
And that this was going to be a bit awkward. How does this episode make you feel, Mel?
I think it's not just sad, but I think it calls for some courage. Courage to admit openly what we're going through. Courage to not just what we're going through, where we are today, what we went through. And basically, it's also for those who are listening, it's an open call to have these discussions with your loved ones as well, with the people that you care about, because you never know. Just because a person is smiling and laughing doesn't mean that they're not going through something.
Yeah, and I have a friend who told me when I told her, when I confided to her that I was diagnosed with severe clinical depression, she said that I'm in disbelief. And I think Ryan, who was a colleague of mine, if you listen to our nursing episode, part two of the Nurse Immortal Tadao episode, Ryan actually verbalized his surprise that I still couldn't believe that you were diagnosed with depression. I think it's because I thought this was something that I would never have to deal with in my life. But here I am dealing with it. So if you've never had depression, if you want to learn what it feels like to have depression, maybe this project might be worth a listen. And and we know that we were prepared that, you know, nobody will probably listen to this episode because there's a couple of Debbie Downers, a couple of negative Nancys, you know what I mean? Just talking about woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. But if anything, we're not doing this for anybody else. We're doing this for ourselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about depression.
Have you been?
It's been a roller coaster ride, Mel. Some days are better than others. Today was really, really bad. I wanted to back out of this recording this episode, but like we said earlier before the intro, that this was an important episode for both of us to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how have you been?
Thank you for not
This is the pilot.
I'm the same. I think I told you before we started recording that I feel that my meds are the only ones that keep me okay. Maybe not only ones, but it really, really, truly helps me. On the days that I forget to top up my medication, I do feel doom and gloom. And so I can really tell that medication really works.
What medications are you on again, Mel?
I am on escitalopram and aripiprazole.
They've been happy pills for you.
Yeah, they have been. I worry still because I'm like, okay, so how do I get out of this train, right? The meds are keeping me okay, but how do I become
independent of them?
Independent. How do I become really okay, right? Where I won't need the meds anymore and I'll be really okay.
Yeah, it's a different story for me. And you know this as well, Mel, because I am on Zoloft or Sertraline, and they have not been very helpful for me.
Yeah.
So I'm the opposite. I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum when it comes to medication. I think it's because I've been a nurse for a while. I've been a nurse for 15 years, and I just don't want to be dependent on medications because I've seen what it has done to some people. So I am probably thinking that I can wing it. We did this podcast because we were in a dark place and we just felt like, first of all, this was going to be a distraction.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was something to focus on other than the rain clouds looming overhead. It was something to distract us. It was something as an outlet for our, I would call it creative outlet. It does take creativity, putting together the outline, which you do all the time. Actually, you.
Yeah, it makes me feel productive. It makes it's something to look forward to. Isn't it exciting? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Other than the humdrum of day-to-day work, watch Netflix, work, you know, other than it's
the monotony.
Exciting. Yeah, the monotony. It's exciting to do something different once in a while.
I don't know if this is true for you, but this also is like a second counselor. Mel and I, by the way, go to a counseling service. We go to different counselors. And I think this allows you to talk, to process what's in your head, which is why I think this episode is very important for both of us to do.
Also knowing that you're not alone, right? I have a journey. I have my own journey. Our journey is different. Mm. Your journey and my journey is different. But we're not going through it alone, right? And that gives me a little bit of strength.
Like we said in the first episode in the pilot, that we don't have a messianic mission. So we're not going to pretend that we're doing this to save every single depressed Filipino out there.
No.
But first of all, what we're doing is this helps us. This gets us through somehow. You know, through the tunnel, the tunnel that I talked about. But if it helps somebody out there, then all the better. So there is some form of sort of like an idealistic, altruistic vision that hopefully this reaches out to somebody who might be feeling the same thing. It puts some of our thoughts into words. And this is actually what it's doing to me right now, that I am actually verbalizing some of the thoughts because I was going to talk about your living conditions at the moment. So where I am right now in the world, we just went back into lockdown because there's been some cases. So talk about you being in the Philippines. You have been in one of the longest lockdowns in the world.
I know, but we've eased up a little bit, thankfully. I say thankfully just because then we can see other people.
Has the lockdown been equated with isolation?
It has.
Because you live alone, don't you?
I do. I live alone in a 30 square meter
flat.
Studio. Most days it feels like I'm a caged animal. Mm-hmm. And literally the only space I have to walk around is just around the dining table. Mm-hmm. And after a few days, it drives me down a spiral because I have no interaction. It's really so isolating. I am so thankful that with the ease up of the lockdown, I can have my two best friends come over. We mm-hmm. see each other, or I visit them once a week. We see each other once a week. Mm-hmm. So when the three separate bubbles, when you come together, we follow prescribed protocols, yes. Mm-hmm. But seeing someone, seeing a person that you care about, seeing a person who cares about you, kind of recharges me for the next week of isolation.
You find that living alone, the isolation or the lockdowns have made you crave for some form of human interaction.
Oh. But alam mo, some days ayoko makipagkita. Most days, actually. Most days ayoko makipagkita. But my doctor said that I shouldn't live in isolation. Mm-hmm. That the feeling of not wanting to see others is part of the depression. Mm-hmm. Na I shouldn't feed it. So I make an effort to see others.
Ang case ko kasi siguro, Mel, is different. Kasi I live with my partner. And
yeah.
My partner is, I think, at the moment, the only human interaction that I need. Parang it's enough. So ako naman, Mel, I like the isolation. You work from home pa rin ba?
I do.
Yeah, so ganun din ako. So it gives me, the isolation gives me an excuse. Lalo na nung nag-level 4 lockdown, yung talagang nobody's allowed to go to work, na parang ganun. The introvert in me loved that. Na walang tao. It gives me an excuse to not socialize, which may be bad for me. So you only get to see other people when they visit and when you visit them. That's the only time.
Yeah, so that's the only time, once a week.
And dito pa, in the part of the world where I am, it's now winter. So, you know what they call seasonal affective disorder, which is, the acronym itself is very, very apropos because it's SAD. SAD, seasonal affective disorder. So pag makulimlim sa labas, pag medyo malamig, nakakatamad lumabas, maulan, mahangin, or whatever, if it's overcast, cloudy, parang nakaka-down din siya ng pakiramdam. So nakaka-add siya dun sa feeling mo na parang malungkot ka. And so Mel, here was one of the more important questions that we wanted to answer for this particular episode, no? The question is, do you still think about suicide? And before we answer that, Mel, for family and friends who may be listening, we want to reassure that we are okay. We are recording this podcast, aren't we? Which means we're
careful.
Alive and kicking. Yeah. And we just said that we look forward to every recording session and to this podcast and to bringing you more content. So we'd like to reassure you that the fact that we're talking about it means that it's a good sign. I think it's a good sign.
It is. I still think about it. Mm-hmm. It becomes more prevalent when I'm not taking my meds. Mm-hmm. And really, I stop because pag naubusan na ako ng meds and I'm tamatamad ako lumabas, maligo, and all that. Tapos yung meds ko sa Mercury ko lang mabibili, which is sa labas ng Eastwood. Medyo malayo-layo yung lalakarin ko kasi wala siya sa Watson's. So malayo-layo yung lalakarin ko. So dagdag yun sa parang feeling ng bukas na lang. Until I realize that I'm in a really bad space and I really, really need it. So it does come. But what I've done is I talk about it more. I admitted it to my sister, to you, and to some of my friends, and my best friends know about it. And admitting it to others parang makes me feel accountable to them. Mm-hmm. Na kasi I promise that I won't. And then knowing how they feel about it made me realize that I may not care about myself, but people do care about me. And that still counts for something.
Can I ask you, Mel, what did you do? What type of self-harm did you do?
I started with cuts to my
hurting
thighs.
Yourself, physically hurting yourself.
Physically hurting myself. Mm. Cuts to my thighs with a box cutter. Mm-hmm. Every slice felt I felt a relief. Mm-hmm. Parang man nakakahinga ako, parang yung tightness in my chest lumuluwang. Mm-hmm. Please don't do this at home. But it was so tight that every time I cut myself, I felt that I could breathe. Mm-hmm. And that's where it started. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I tried to overdose mm-hmm. with... I guess I'm thankful that I'm not in the medical field. Na I don't know what I would have needed to OD on something. But I took whatever else sa mga tira-tirang gamot I had, mm-hmm. including ketiapine or Seroquel. Mm-hmm. That was the strongest I had. Mm-hmm. I had a few of those. And I admitted it to my psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. She took me off that because that stuff knocks you out. Talked me out for a couple of days. She took me off that and put me on escitalopram and aripiprazole. And she said, you can take as much as you want with these two, nothing will happen to you. Susuka mo lang. It's not enough to do me harm. So she put me on that and I've been so much better than when I was on Seroquel.
Good for you, Mel.
Yeah.
I OD'd myself. I'm in the medical field. I was pretty sure what I took would kill me, but it didn't. Yeah. And then when it didn't, I physically hurt myself as well until I almost bled to death, until a couple of friends brought me to the hospital. But again, it takes courage to be able to admit these things because we know that they are wrong and that it's not healthy to do this to yourself.
Yes.
Usually the person's first response to anything bad is denial as a coping mechanism. And so the fact that we are accepting that this is wrong and this is what we did, we realize, we validate it. And same for me. I still think about it. Like I said, I've always said this, that I think about it every single day. Mm-hmm. It's like a loaded gun that sits on the table in front of you. And every single day, several times a day, you make a conscious decision not to use that gun. I have a friend here who is one of my biggest support persons. I just called her before this recording because I was in a bad headspace. And I think misery loves company, Melo. Because she's also been in quite a bit of depression and she also takes medications. And she's been there for me when I needed her, and I can only hope that I can be there for her when she needs me. And we've been talking about this, like being open about these feelings. And one day she would just like say that I'm not really in a good headspace. I just want to go out and drive. And I, of course, as a friend, I want to tell her that please put me in that list of people that you can come to. And I tell her that please remember that I'm here. I'm available. Nandito ako. No, she's not Filipino. If you need me, I'm only a phone call away. I'll be wherever you want to meet me. I'll be there.
Yeah.
She painted a very powerful picture. This was what she did one day. She drove to the beach. That was before winter. I think it was during the summer. She drove to the beach and just walked into the water, knee deep into the water, mm-hmm. and just stared out into the distance. Mm-hmm. And she was right there. Kung napakinggan nyo yung pilot episode namin, ito yung tinatawag namin ni Mel na precipice.
Yeah.
Yung mga boses sa ulo mo na nagtutulak sa'yo, pumunta ka dun sa edge ng cliff, pumunta ka. And that soft whisper is taunting you to jump.
Yeah.
Ganyan po ang depression. Di po siya malakas, lagi po siyang naririnig. So, sabi ng friend ko na to, she walked into the water, knee deep in the water, and the water here is really cold even if it's in the summer. So she bravely waded into the water, looked out into the distance, and just thought about her mortality. Sa isip niya, gagawin ko ba o hindi?
Yeah.
So she didn't say that, but she thought it in her head.
Yeah.
I can just walk, keep walking, and that would be the end of me. But then, she finally said, and she said this out loud while she was in the water. She said, "Not today." And she walked back. Mm-hmm. And so that's what people with depression do every day.
It's
and if you say, do you still think about suicide? I think about it every single day. And it's like a suitor. If you've ever been wooed by a suitor, para po siyang makulit na manliligaw. Para siyang si kamatayan na kumakatok na, tara, try natin today. And you consciously say, tell him, no, not today. And I think about my partner because I also promised my partner. And I don't want my partner to go through the trouble of having to clean up a dirty apartment. Because, having to call my family to inform them.
Yeah.
And having to live with the fact that, alam mo yon, na it's punishment din for them.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy na at the moment, kaya pa. So you say that you cope by talking to people, right?
Yeah. I don't do it all the time. Pero at the very least, yung part ng suicide, I knowing how others feel about me and how much distress I will cause if I actually did it, went through with it, causes me pause. So dahil doon, last week, dahil doon, sabi ko no. Kasi ang pinakamalapit sa akin are my friends. Physically, no? Physically in distance sa may susi sa bahay, kaibigan ko. Sila yung unang bubukas at pupunta.
And you care about these people.
And I care that hindi na sila yung magdidiscover ng bangkay ko. And sila yung stress noon, yung trauma noon, na sila yung makakita at tatawag ng police at and everything, the whole thing that they will have to go through. Kasi sila yung unang magbubukas ng bahay pag hindi ako sumasagot sa text. Kasi sila yung pinakamalapit at sila yung may susi. If it were someone that I didn't care about, guard, stranger, soko, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. But it's going to be them. Sila yung una eh. And that stops me.
Parang anong, it may seem trivial, no, na parang nakakahiya. May parang ganun na factor.
Na parang nakakaawa. Tsaka yung,
parang you'll be hovering, kung totoo may life after death, na your spirit will be hovering over them. Na, ay nako, sorry, masyadong maraming dugo. Na so parang, ang bigat ko ba? Parang gano'n. parang gusto sabihin na, may pagkain dyan, inom kayo. Inom ka ng tubig, baka hindi ka na makakope, hindi ka na makahinga. Yung parang gano'n. People actually think now when you commit, when you've been suicidal, and when you are depressed, now you're actually being selfish, and that you're only thinking about yourself. When this is not true, alam mo yon na hindi to totoo. Now we are actually every single day. Actually, parang kung pwede lang i-dedicate eh, na parang here I am uli, gising na lang ako, parang para sa'yo to. So aside from really thinking about the people you will hurt. Kasi ito din sa akin kanina ang nag-save. I was in a very dark place kanina. I told you that. So the thing that really saved me was just thinking about my partner. That my partner, the trouble that my partner would have to go through.
Yeah.
At saka, apart from that, I also promised my partner I was not gonna do it. And I want... Ayoko lang nung pag hindi kami magkasama na my partner will be worried about me every single time. Alam mo yun na gusto kong ipaalam sa kanya na pumasok ka o kaya kung gusto mong lumabas kasama mga kaibigan mo, I'll be okay. Pagdating mo, nandito pa din ako. And I want to make good on that promise. So apart from that, ang isa ko pang ginawa, Mel, is I called my friend, yung sinabi ko sa kanina friend ko. First of all, I tried to call my counselor. There's actually a list na listahan. If you ever get into a very, very dark place o itutulak ka ng boses na yon dun sa cliff na yon, may lifeline ka. You identify 3 people that you can call na alam mong sasagot. And hindi lang yun eh. Kasi kanina, yung isang tao hindi nakasagot. And wag natin sila, that person might be busy, baka tulog, baka walang load, lalo na sa Pilipinas. So for one reason or another, I had another person and the second person called me up. And I freaking bawled on that person. Talagang nilabas ko talaga sa kanya. So, and that helped me. Before that, nagluto ako ng spaghetti. I mean, I tried. Hindi po madaling, yung mga taong nagpapakamatay, premeditated yan. You do not wake up one morning and say, kukuha, pupunta ka ng kitchen, shug, maglalaslas ka. Hindi ganon. Of course, naunang-una masakit. Hindi ba? Nakakatakot ka. Baka buti sana kung instant death eh. Alam mo kung pwede lang, if I can, tinanong ako, like, what would be the best way to kill yourself? For you, Mel, have you ever thought about this?
Yes. Alam mo yung naisip ko, how do you induce a heart attack?
That would be painful because that would be like, really? You would be in that having that heart attack for a few seconds or even a few minutes. And that would be painful. You'd be going through not being able to breathe, gasping. Okay. I thought of one genius thing. It's being hit by lightning. Now, some people have survived being hit by lightning, but hopefully, at saka bongga shamel ha, being queer, that would be like, shug, and it would be like, fabulous, gone, and it would be like a pile of dust. Nobody will have to bury me. There you go, cremated in an instant. Kuha ka ng dustpan lang, o ganun lang, tapos na. It'd be so easy to bring my kung saan man ako ililibing, babalik sa Pilipinas. Kung ganun lang sana kadali eh. Kaya lang hindi. Siyempre, iniisip mo, masak. Ako, when I cut myself, I was like, shit, ang sakit. Hindi siya madali. Sana wag pong husgahan yung mga kaibigan nyo, yung mga kapatid nyo na nagpapa-attention. Sick lang. They really need help. And sometimes, gaya ko, gaya si Mel, na sabi niya, not sometimes eh, a lot of times, almost would you say, Mel, that 95% of the time, it's having a conversation with another person that saves you.
Yeah. Kung hindi nga conversation, just thinking about someone else. Mm. Yeah, nung sinabi ko sa sister ko, when I confessed to my sister, sabi niya, she would be so lost without me. And parang that's one of the things na iniisip ko, na why would I want my sister to go through that? Okay, I don't care about myself anymore.
And, yun nga, I was gonna say that. Na actually, parang iniisip mo na nga, di bali lang ang mahirapan eh. Kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan ko ngayong hirap, okay na lang. Wag na lang akong makasakit ng ibang tao.
Yes.
So pero sana mag-isipin na selfish.
Yan lang yung naiisip ko na ayoko pagdaanan ng
mahal mo sa
ko,
buhay.
Ng friends ko, ng family ko, na nung sinabi nila sa akin na, oh my gosh, wait. Where's my tissue? Alam ko naman mangyayari to, pero wala akong tissue.
Use your blouse. Yeah. I don't care.
Diba? Pero thinking,
dilaan mo, Mel. Like when we used to do when we were younger.
Ito. Yung palda ko, yung palda.
Sorry, she's actually using her skirt.
But yes, thinking about what that will do to my sister, to my dad, to my mom, to everyone who cares about. Parang yun na lang yung nagbibigay ng lakas na wag. Not today.
Not today. Kasi nasabi nga natin na if you look up po the risk factors for suicide, makikita nyo po na nakalagay non-heterosexual people are more at risk for suicide.
Yeah.
So, non-straight people. Kasi pumunta ka lang ng Facebook eh. Kanina nakita ko the first trans woman to compete in Miss USA. There were a lot of laughing emojis on that picture. There were a lot of really vile words and hurtful words that were being put in the comments. And that's something that you don't get when you're straight.
That's true.
That's something that you don't get. That's isa po yan sa mga bagay na probably if you're straight, you take for granted. Ako, I've had to transfer schools many, many times in my student life. I always had to worry about my classmates finding out that I was different and me not being comfortable playing basketball, although there was a time when I did. Just not liking the same things that or having the same interests that other boys my age had. Yung pinagdaanan namin na yun, sabi mo nga parang it's having small cuts in your body. Since you're young, kada salita, kada sigaw ng bakla, kada ibubuli ka, ako, I've been lucky eh, na medyo hindi ako masyado nagdaan sa ganyan. So I can just imagine yung pinagtatawanan, alam mo yung tinutukso, yung kinukutya. Imagine having all those cuts every single day and then magugulat kayo na bigla somebody will take their life. Parang, di ba? So gusto namin na hindi lang itong episode na to, we also want to empower you na ano ang pwede mong gawin. Talk to that person. Kasi halimbawa ako, nandun ako. may mga boses na akong narinig. I'm not schizophrenic po. I don't hear voices. Yung sinasabi ko po is my own thoughts. You know, these thoughts that you have to process in your head na ayaw mo na, ang hirap, wala nang hope. Parang ganyan eh, na parang ayaw na natin. Parang gano'n na parang wala nang pag-asa. Yeah. Hindi nagaganda pa. Hindi na mag-i-improve to. Parang palala na lang to ng palala. Yun yung mga boses na yun. And every time that voice speaks to you in your head, it pushes you closer and closer to the edge of the cliff. So imagine if, halimbawa, mag-ring yung phone dahil tatawagan mo tong kapatid mo na to, yung kaibigan mo, na hindi mo alam, may balak na palang magpakamatay.
Yes.
Minsan, di ba parang, shit, may tawag. Para pupunta ka na dun sa kutsilyo or whatever. Shit, may tawag. Sino kaya to? Tapos nakausap mo, tapos parang hindi niya akalain na tumawag ka. Tapos kinamusta mo siya. Kamusta ka? Kamusta ka na? I was just thinking about you. So, hindi mo alam the effect, the power itong pangungumusta na ito will have on this person. I found out, Mel, kasi nga, isa to, sabi ko eh, isa to sa pinakamahirap na tanong na sagutin pag kinamusta ka. Kasi parang, pag kinamusta ka, tinitignan ko agad eh. Parang, ang dami kong gustong sabihin na hindi ako okay. Alam mo, ito naisip ko kanina, ito nangyari sa akin, parang ganyan. Pero you bite your tongue na may panahon kaya siya. Does this person really care? This person in front of me, does he have the time to listen to me?
Yeah.
Ay, hindi ka nagiging selfish nga eh. Iniisip mo siya, imbis na yung sarili mo eh. Diba?
Totoo.
Tapos sasabihin mo na parang...
Kasi kung sarili mo iniisip mo, dinilabas mo na lahat.
Oo. Eh, yun na nga eh. Kaya nga, I've been avoiding social situations din because I don't want to be a negative Nancy. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be the party pooper of the group na malungkot. Kasi I will start talking about these things. And minsan pa, pag depressed ka, irritable ka. You're not the most likable person.
Uh-oh.
The slightest thing will irritate you. Kaya humihingi kami ng pasensya in behalf of all. Habaan niyo po yung pasensya sa mga taong alam niyo may pinagdadaanan.
Totoo.
So, pag kinumusta mo yung tao na yon, may na-realize ako, I always say meh, M-E-H, because it means that I'm not okay. But I'm also saying that I'm not okay. And it's like telling the other person that don't take it for granted. I'm not okay. Meh. Uh-huh. Ang sinasabi naman, well, meh is like parang neither here nor there. Parang minsan kasi gusto sinasabi ko na, eto, buhay pa din.
Okay lang.
Yeah. Oh, parang ganun. Parang minsan morbid ka naman. Parang ayaw marinig ng iba. Lalo na sa mga Pilipino. My friends, some of my friends, well, I don't know if you feel the same way. Some of my friends, very well-meaning, and I will die for these friends. Pag minsan nasasabi ko na naiisip kong magpakamatay, parang ganyan. Minsan sinasabi nila, huy, dung, ay pag-ana, dung, wag kang ganyan, dung.
Wag kang ganyan, dung.
Tapos dung, mag-pray ka, dung, mag-pray. Kung ganun lang sana kadali.
Totoo.
Na pag nagdasal ka eh, bumuka yung langit, liliwanag. Tapos may mga doves na pupunta sa iyo yung Holy Spirit at parang tanggalin lahat ng negative thoughts. Pero hindi ganun kadali eh. It's patronizing.
Kasi alam mo,
diba?
Yung sa akin, ako hindi naman patronizing, pero parang, don't you think, pinagdadasal ko na itong mawala? I think that's probably the first thing that I do. Mm-hmm. And every day, I beg and pray na whatever this is that's looming over me is gonna go away.
Tapos minsan pa, nakaranas ka na may lang sabihin pa, baka nakakalimot ka na. Kasalanan ko pa.
Oo. Merong ganyan. May nasabihan ako ganyan. Na parang,
baka nakakalimot ka na.
So kumakatok na. Tapos parang, di ba yung katok maliit?
Prior to me doing this, I went to church like every single Sunday kasi sa church ko gustong-gusto ko yung meron kasi sa amin, Mel, na it's a choral mass where they sing Latin.
Oh yes.
So nice. They sing from beginning to end they sing Latin songs and it's a choir. It's a proper choir na parang angelic choir. And
nakakamiss yung ganyan.
And I go to that church minsan gusto kong sabihin na how dare you say na nakalimot na ako. Yeah, ang nakakaano sa akin is counseling. I go to my counseling. Minsan nga naiisip ko na parang naririndi na yung counselor ko sa akin. Parang ito na naman to. Because I've never been late for counseling. Because kung paano nakakatulong yung counseling ko is that pupunta ako doon. I have my counseling once a week. Pupunta ako doon ng puno yung bag ko ng negative thoughts. May bag akong dala. Mabigat na mabigat. I-empty ko yan sa counselor ko lahat.
Yes.
Lalabas ako ng kwarto ng counselor ko, empty na yung bag ko, ready na naman siya. So ganun
naman. Na naman.
So alam namin na ang counseling sa Pilipinas may bayad. I'm lucky that I live in a first world country where I don't have to pay for my counseling. And my counselor has assured me whether you need us for 3 years or forever, for as long as I'm here. Alam mo yon. And I'm very lucky to have a rainbow counselor as well who's part of the LGBT community. That helps because I feel like I'm validated and naririnig ako.
Yeah.
Naiintindihan lahat ng pinagdadaanan ko. So yun. So, kung walang counselor, kaibigan eh.
Yeah.
Maganda nga sana it's a family member.
That's the biggest challenge. Dapat hindi mo i-belittle yung experience ng person. And just because the person is experiencing something different than you doesn't mean na hindi valid yung experience. I mean, just you and I, Jeff, we have very different experiences. All I want to do is sleep. I sleep all the time. And you're the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Right? But that doesn't mean that my experience is not valid.
Is worse, mean, yeah, or yeah, better, yeah.
It's just different, mm-hmm. right? So what we need our friends and family to be doing is just to listen and figure out the support that we need and accept that maybe professional help is needed. Because mm-hmm. we are not trained and skilled to deal with anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts, diba?
It's a good thing that you mentioned that, Mel, because the Philippines has recently passed its first Mental Health Act, which is Republic Act number 11036. Now, a lot of people probably don't know this because, well, mental health is apparently not a big thing. It's not important in the Philippines. So, itong act na to merely seeks to establish access na sana yung mga nangangailangan ng tulong, they will have access to comprehensive, masusi, integrated mental health services. Ibig sabihin na hindi na sila lalayo, nandyan na, madaling ma-access. While protecting the rights of people with mental disorders and their family members, ibig sabihin nito na sana magkakaroon ng privacy, irespeto yung privacy ng tao, na hindi magkaroon ng judgment, hindi i-discriminate, di ba? However, the truth of the matter is, mental health in the Philippines remains poorly resourced. In fact, only 3 to 5% of the total health budget. Teka lang ha, binawasan na nga yung health budget natin. Yes. Binawasan na noong 2019. Binawasan yung health budget. Hindi ko alam kung saan dinala yung budget na yon. Mas importante pa yata yung intelligence fund o hindi ko alam. Kaya nga tayo nabigla sa COVID eh. Kasi before ba dumating ang COVID, 2019 pa lang. Now, I'm not gonna be political. Pulisiya po ang tinitira ko dito. Hindi po yung politiko. Pulisiya po kasi I'm not that kind of person. So, binawasan na yung budget for health. Dun sa binawasan na budget na yon, 3 to 5% lang.
Ang allocated
on mental health. And 70% of that is spent on hospital care. And dalawa lang yata yung public. Ito hindi ko na binabasa. Usually we will link up our sources para alam nyo kung saan namin ito nakikita. Hindi namin hinuhugot lang sa hangin. There are only two public institutions that deal with mental health. It's the National Center for Mental Health in Mandaluyong. And there's another one in Bataan, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I didn't know about the Bataan one. I thought one lang yung NCS.
And I think the one in Bataan has about 1,000 beds, while the National Center for Mental Health has, I think, 4,000 beds. So hopefully, no, aside from the government. So ang nangyayari is that religious institutions, civil society organizations like the Natasha Goldborn Foundation, which is an NGO, God bless them, Love Yourself PH, yung mga ganyan, di ba, na they counsel people with HIV, LGBT people who may have mental health issues, and private corporations. Swerte kayo kung yung kumpanya nyo merong mga pulisiya about, you know, meron kayong mental health leave or something like that. They contribute their share in addressing these emergent problems. Na sana, yung mga, they offer counseling o kaya stress debriefing or establishment of helplines for people. So Mel, the thing is that there's very little research that's being done on mental health in the Philippines. Mas madalas pang mag-research kung sinong iboboto sa eleksyon eh. Yun ang importante sa atin eh. Wala tayong pakialam kung anong nangyayari sa mental health. Wala. We have crooked priorities, I'm sorry, in the Philippines. I don't know why.
So, citing a 2017 World Health Organization report, 8 in every 100,000 Filipinos commit suicide. 8 in every 100,000. Of this figure, 6 are males and 2 are females, age 15 to 29 years old. That's, they're very young.
Eight? Sabi mo, eight. That's eight too many.
Walo.
And you don't know, yung mga batang yan may grow up to be the next president of the Philippines. Yes. Makakaimbento ng gamot for COVID. You know what I mean? Right. You don't know. You don't know.
Exactly. And in that same report, it showed that an average of 3,000 people worldwide take their own lives every day. 3,000, that's a case every 40 seconds. One suicide case every 40 seconds. So by this time, may isa pang nanamatay. And 40 seconds later, na isa pang
nagpakamatay.
Yes. Ganyan
40
matay.
Seconds. So almost 40 one per minute.
Yes. More yeah. than.
More than.
So the study said that the cases were due to, the increase in cases were due to social media,
yeah.
changes in lifestyle, and then lack of family and community support. Mm. And itong lack na to leads to the convergence of risk factors like social disconnection and weakening of helpful factors such as genuine relationship and healthy lifestyle.
Tsaka sinabi mo sa Filipinos, no? Of this figure, six are males, two are females, yes. age 15 to 29. So mga bata. And makikita mo, nakalagay dyan sa study na yan, na the increase in suicide cases can be attributed to social media. We spend the most time on social media eh.
Totoo.
Yung screen time natin sa buong mundo. Kaya alam kong minsan, napakadaling mag-type ng masasakit na masalita sa social media. Napakadali. And you can have like a dummy account or you can hide behind a fake account without your picture and your real name. And it's so easy. Pero sana maisip mo yung power ng mga salitang bibitawan mo sa social media na hindi mo alam kung sino yung tinitira mo doon.
Anong kalagayan ng tinitira mo?
Oh.
Anong mental state?
I was just scrolling to Facebook and may nakita ako na may isang tao na kinutya niya si John Lloyd. Tapos sinabi niya na napakaswerte nung ni Elias, yung anak ni John Lloyd, kasi may ibang tao na nag-aalaga. Si Derek Ramsey ang nag-aalaga nung bata. May pangalawang ama. Itong taong to, how did you know this? Have you spent 5 minutes with these people? Paano mo nasabing walang kwentang ama si John Lloyd? And I'm not just saying na wala akong pakialam, di ko kilala si John Lloyd. I'm not a fan. But it's just an example how somebody who does not know anybody from Adam can just put his opinion about, yeah, say something about a person's life and how he is as a father and just put it out there.
Malay mo ba?
Hindi, tsaka hindi mo naisip yung sakit na, kaya kinoreksyon ni Derek Ramsey na sabi ko, grabe itong mga Pilipino. And I mean, it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you identify in. Pero, you know, celebrate, leave a laughing emoji in the death of a person. You know what I mean? Ano muna? Truce muna. Maski nga sa boxing eh, pag nag-ring yung bell, hindi mo na pwedeng suntukin yung kalaban.
Totoo.
Eh.
Totoo.
Diba?
Tsaka after, tapos.
Hindi, sa akin, kung nalibing na, di fair game, politika uli. Diba? Oh. Pero nawala na yung humanity natin. Na nakalimutan na natin maging tao. So gusto ko lang i-underline yung effect ng social media. Social media helps bring us closer pag nag-a-isolate tayo. Yung dark side niya is that you can hide behind a fake picture and a fake name and just say anything to anybody and feel powerful and hurt people. And recently with the lockdown, the suicide deaths actually have increased.
By a quarter into 2020. So making suicide the 27th leading cause of death in the Philippines. 27th leading cause. Leading cause of death in the Philippines is suicide.
Wow.
This is by a recent data from the Philippine Statistics Authority. So the suicide death spiked to 3,529 last year, which is 25% higher than 2,808 deaths due to self-harm in 2019. The study covered deaths reported in the Philippines from January to December 2020.
At hindi pa dyan kasama kasi may kahihiyan na kaakibat yan eh. Diba? Yes. Sa Pilipinas. May mga chismis na totoo naman sa iba na hindi bibindisyonan ng pare.
Correct.
Yung bangkay pag
so,
nagpakamatay. Bawal pumasok sa simbahan pag nagpakamatay. Mm-hmm. So ito lang yung mga dineclare na nagpakamatay, suicide. And so, this is a report that came out in ABS-CBN last March.
Tsaka tamo, going back, one suicide case in every 40 seconds. This whole time, ilan na yung iniiyakan ngayon?
Oh, na nagpakamatay.
Or pa lang.
So bago din tong recording na to, no, I ask a really, really close friend who knows about me because some family members of mine don't. Ikaw din, Mel, di ba? Like only people really, really close to you know about this. Sabi ko sa friend ko na, ano yung mga gusto mong malaman about suicide? So isang tanong niya is, what do you think when you're actually suicidal? Yung moment na magpapakamatay ka na, Mel, what were you thinking?
Lately, ang iniisip ko, yung when I tried, I was ready to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. I already made my peace na, you know, I said a prayer, this is it, and I know I love my family as best as I could. I love mm-hmm. my friends as best as I could, and para siyang swan song na mm-hmm. I did my best.
But my best was not good enough.
Parang ganun yung lalabas. Mm-hmm. And then, I fell asleep. And yung more recent, though no attempts were made, it was more like how easy it is to do it again. Yeah. How easy it is.
And you told me about this, right? Yeah, you told me about this.
It would be so easy to do it again, mm-hmm. to give it another try. Just because there's so many things around us that will facilitate it. I live in a high rise. Liit na bagay.
Ako naman, Mel, the moment before, ginawa ko din yung ginawa mo, nagdasal ako. And I was like, really sorry, but then I was gonna do it. And I was really scared. And I felt really sorry for myself because I was scared. And hindi yung matapang ako, takot na takot ako. And I didn't know what was gonna happen. Pero nilalakasan ko yung loob ko because kaya pag sinabi, bakit ka nagpakamatay? Ba't siya nagpakamatay? Gusto kong sabihin sa lahat na nagsasabi, ba't siya nagpakamatay? Huwag mong questionin kasi wala ka. Wala ka sa tabi niya. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo pinaramdam sa kanya na isa kang pwedeng tawagan.
At the moment when you're thinking about it, right, self-harm and committing suicide, if someone had called you, if someone was going to talk to you about, see how you are, would that have changed anything?
Unang-una, depende sa kakausap. Halimbawa, guard lang na kumatok or whatever, it would probably stop me for a moment. I would have probably done it still. Pero if it were somebody who meant the world to me, tinawagan ako, sabihin na magkita tayo bukas kung hindi siya available today. Mas maganda sana, pupunta ako dyan para maramdaman talaga ng tao na nagki-care ka, na this person is willing to drop everything just to be with you and just to show you how important you are. I would listen. Maghihinga ako ng sama ng loob. I would probably still think about suicide the day after, but I would still be alive that moment. Yeah. It would have saved my life that moment. And that's the most important thing, that this person lives to see another day. That this person lives to see another day.
Kaya it's really important to check up on your friends and family.
Kasi, sinabi din natin to sa first episode, na hindi mo aakalain yung mga taong ansaya-saya pala, biglang nag-suicide. Totoo. Robin Williams, Kate Spade, Chester Bennington, Anthony Bourdain, Avicii. So ito yung mga taong mayayaman na magtataka ka na, di ba? Pwede naman may counseling, may gamot, pwedeng mag-retail therapy kung shopping lang ang gamot sa suicide, di ba? Ay, gamot sa kalungkutan. Di ba? Mag-holiday, mag-vacation, kung yun lang ang sagot. Totoo. Pero hindi eh. Na, unang-una, uulitin namin, kung merong nakikinig na kaibigan namin o kamag-anak namin na nag-aalala, parang nakahinga tayo ng medyo magaan-gaan kasi nailabas din natin yung mga...
Tuyo na yung luha ko.
Oo. We want to reassure that we're okay. We're soldiering on. Nilalakasan namin yung loob namin. Para sa inyo din, para sa sarili din namin. Yes. And we're not giving up. And pasensya na kayo kung medyo na-depressed kayo sa episode na to. Pero Mel, ito yung dahilan eh. Nung nag-iiyakan pa lang tayo last year.
Ito yung main reason. Totoo. Dahilan talaga to nung pagkabuoan itong podcast na to.
Kung ma-interview namin si Boy Abunda or sino man, yung mga pinapangarap namin ma-interview, no?
Oo, diba?
Yung mga pinapangarap namin ma-interview, all the better. Pero hindi yun ang dahilan kung bakit namin ginawa itong podcast na to. Ginawa namin itong podcast na to kasi na-realize namin na napakahirap nang walang makausap. At saka, hindi normal ang mga pag-uusap na natatakot tayo eh. Sinasabi natin, pag nagsabi na, naiisip kong magpakamatay. Sinasabi natin, wag mong isipin yan. Di ba?
Unang-una, on-off switch lang eh.
Unang-una, tanungin nyo, may plano ka ba? Kasi pag may plano na po, research, natatakot yung iba na baka daw pag tinanong mo kung may plano, lalo daw ituloy. Studies have shown, you can do your own research, that the question does not actually push people to commit suicide all the more. Kasi pag may plano na po, tanggalin niyo po yung mga, sabi niya, magbibigti siya, make sure na hindi siya makakapagbigti. Kung magbabaril siya dahil meron siyang, may pag-aari siyang baril, kunin niyo yun sa kanya. Tanggalin niyo yun sa kanya. And make sure, napakahirap po eh, every day, kung hindi man kayo makatulong, make sure na ang taong ito nakakakain.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure na ang taong ito ay nakakainom, well hydrated. Make sure ang taong ito ay nakakaligo. Kasi minsan nga yung partner ko, sinasabihan na ako na, huy, amoy bisong ka na. Tapos ako naman, gusto ko namang maligo. Hindi ko lang naramdaman, hindi ko lang na-realize na, shit, oo nga pala, dalawang araw na ako hindi naliligo. Dalawang araw lang naman, Mel. Dalawang araw lang naman. So, sometimes, di ba, o iipit mo ng tubig kung malamig, o alam mo, na ihanda mo yung towel. Minsan yung sabon na bago na mabango, di ba?
Itong small things eh.
Small things. Ipasyal mo, di ba? Hindi namin sinasabi na gagaling siya, pero that might help that person. And survive to see another day.
Another day, that's true.
And yeah, for now, Mel, mission accomplished?
Yes, for now.
We just wanted you to know na kahit nag-uusap kami ng masaya, lalo na kami pagkasama ko yung mga besties, pag nag-uusap kami naman tungkol sa kabaklaan o kabadingan o things queer, it doesn't mean that we're not going through it.
Yes.
It doesn't mean we're out of the tunnel. No?
To our family and friends, first of all, thank you. Thank you for your support. Hindi yung support na nakikinig, but also support offline. When you ask how we are, when you spend the time with us to chika, to update us with what's going on in your lives, and you ask, you know, kamusta or whatever, anong kinain, naligo ka na ba? And all those small things, thank you. Thank you talaga.
And habaan sana ng konti ang pasensya, no? Kung medyo irritable tayo minsan, o kung ayaw nating lumabas, o minsan sasabihin na ikaw na lang nga yung nagki-care, biglang minsan sasabihin natin, ayoko makipag-usap. Sana maintindihan din. Kasi, alam mo, it's temporary. Yeah.
It's temporary, that's right.
Yeah. So if there's anybody out there who's feeling down, lalo na kung Pilipino po, tingnan nyo po yung description sa episode na to. May number po dyan. It's okay to ask for help.
Yes,
it's okay to not be okay. Hindi kayo nag-iisa. Marami pong Pilipino ang nakakaranas nito at hindi po siya nakakahiya. Hindi siya nakakahiya.
Hindi talaga.
Sakit siya. It's something that you can't help. Hindi siya magic na pwede mong willpower and determination, lakasan mo ang loob mo, hindi. You're going through something. There's a name for that. It's depression, it's anxiety, whatever it is, there's a name for it.
Like Jeff said, no, if you want to talk to someone, there are resources on our website that you can look up. We have an email address, balutkiki@gmail.com. You can send us a note. You have your friends and family who will surely care for you. Just reach out. Reach out if you feel that you need to talk to someone.
Diba? Sino-sino pa magtutulungan kung di tayo pinipin? Misery Loves Company. Hello, Misery!
Yeah.
Alright, so that's another project done and dusted. I love you, Mel.
I love you, Jeff.
See you guys. Bye, we love you guys.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete. Are we off air yet? Because these hills are killing me.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.